Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is that
what just
the room where it happened? Hamilton.
I really just wish the song had ended 1 second earlier because I don't know what she just did. What did you just
do? She went, the room where it happened.
Why though?
You were kind of snapping like we were going to like fight.
Because I was going to do a like occasional diddy dirt.
Oh, and I was thinking... I'm going to
fight. Be in the room where yeah. it happened.
I'm
the
Lin-Manuel Miranda now.
Have you seen Hamilton?
No. I'm just joining. I just want to be a part of it. Yeah. By the
way, when you're a jet, you're a...
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, you're doing like some kind of music.
West Side Story. I know that.
Yes. Anyway.
So you guys, in a few minutes, when we go live on the air, let's not do any of this drivel and let's get straight to ODD.
Occasional diddy dirt.
Occasional diddy dirt.
Okay. Well, it was a very big day in the courtroom today. There's actually kind of a lot of moving parts, but prosecution. Nope. Defense.
Prosecution. It's suddenly Sean Connery. Prosecution rested yesterday.
Rested. We said, wow, we might have a couple of days of defense, but they told us Diddy wasn't going to testify.
They said nobody was going to testify.
Right, they said they'd show exhibits. Yeah. They did for 20 minutes and then
2-0?
Rested. Wasn't that correct?
This man's life. So they just must think they've got this won.
But you know what I think? Remember all the questions T-Hack has been asking through the occasional diddy dirt. Every time we talked about it, I feel like you'd go, okay, and what is he being charged for?
Yeah, it seems like we learned about a lot of bad stuff that he did.
And also the applesauce on the burgers.
But, okay, right. But bad illegal? Or just like, I don't think anybody, is there anybody listening who can go like, Diddy's just a normal guy, right?
Exactly.
But you have a humidor of baby oil. That's weird. There's eyedroppers with drugs in them.
And it also feels that it should be illegal.
But it's not.
Well, the eyedroppers with drugs in it might be.
It's still not illegal.
Possession of illegal drugs.
Okay, but he's not charged with that.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm confused with. Like, it seems like we have him on some things. Why didn't they charge him with?
But I don't think
things.
He was like, possessing those things. It's in his house. Like, if there was marijuana in your house, do you get charged? It's like if I came into your house with marijuana, do you get charged because it's your house? If it's sitting on your coffee table, who gets charged?
I don't know.
You're saying that other people were coming into his home with eyedroppers with drugs in them.
You still can't prove it's his. Like, you can't make a case.
That's the reasonable doubt part of it.
Right. It's like, I don't know. My friends have eye problems and they put, like, ketamine in them.
Right. And they're just, like, loading up on drugs.
Right.
So that, I think, is probably why they feel like they've got it in the bag.
That's what people don't understand. I don't want to mansplain the jury system or whatever, or the judicial system. He's innocent. Until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if they don't think you proved it, they don't have to say anything.
Right.
Because it could possibly hurt them.
Correct.
The more they say at that point. Yeah.
So they can just go, yeah, you didn't do it. Like,
right.
You've been talking for how many weeks? Six?
Seven.
7 weeks. Mm-hmm. And they clearly, if they did 20 minutes, they're like, what? You didn't do it.
Right.
Like,
or it's a tactic.
To act like they didn't do it?
It could be a tactic to the jurors to be like, yeah, we don't need to defend because
obviously,
what are we defending?
Yeah, we already won.
I would wonder, it seems like it'd be a tactic too because Diddy's just not a likable guy at this point. And so they're kind of like, you just don't talk to them.
Like,
enough.
Because he's already done the body language, weird, winky turn. Like,
yeah, he's got a little.
He's got a lot of things
he's
going on.
He's got to chill out. And then, Aaron, I think you just found that there's also some charges being dropped.
Because for real? So they said we didn't make the burden of proof and they're getting rid of some.
Yeah, prosecutors dropped attempted arson of Kid Cudi's Porsche. That did blow up. So where's the attempt? It happened.
They're all. And actually, we'd like to add just arson.
Maybe they didn't prove that it was
that
him.
That it was him. Yeah. Kidnapping, aiding and abetting, sex trafficking.
They dropped that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's left?
He still faces. Sorry, aiding sex trafficking.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
still
yeah.
faces sex trafficking, racketeering, and prostitution related transport. So it's still bad.
But it's not.
Wow.
It's okay.
Just, yeah.
So then what happens next? You guys know what happens next? Do they, like, they're done for the day, right? They
didn't, yes.
They just put up their 20, like,
they said,
man, if you're a juror and you've been stuck here for 7 weeks and then you come in, they do 20 minutes and you're like, well, you're done for the day. And it's like, I have a job.
But yeah.
Today was for 20 minutes.
Isn't
that's
that
it.
Good, though? If you're a juror, you're like, thank goodness, I'm out of here.
Probably exhausted. Well,
I think that's part of a tactic, too. You're like, hey, thanks, Diddy.
Yeah.
Like, now.
Thanks, Diddy. Also, I don't know if they're going home right now or if they're stuck in a hotel. And
yeah, I don't you know, think they're sequestered. But then, okay, so then, like, closing arguments next.
Started Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Or going to start Thursday, yeah.
Okay.
And then jury deliberations are expected to start Friday or Monday.
Okay, so. But
we're close.
Friday or Monday.
Room where it happened.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.